Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Boone reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Easter reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Phil Marchildon now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Pesce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball four. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Gene Bearden now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Bearden reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bearden scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Willard Nixon now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batts moves to third. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bearden. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Batts scores. DiMaggio scores. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Boone reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesce hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to third for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesce moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doer is 0 for 2 in the game. Doer hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bearden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bearden scores. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bearden. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Dropo reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Vollmer scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Al Benton now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Dropo scores. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-9, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Al Benton. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heskey takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 12-10, Red Sox. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Batts reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Zarrilla moves to third. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heskey juggles the ball. That's an error on Heskey. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Thurman Tucker. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Pesky catches it and throws to first to double up Avila. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.